Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2106, how to create personal anchors for your best health and stop making your health a negotiation, both by Jason Lobig and Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Wednesday, and thanks so much for joining me once again on Optimal Health Daily, this time for 2 shorter posts. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. I know it can be tough to get through these last couple of days of the week, so that's why I like to provide you with a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "Don't be fooled by the calendar. There are only as many days in the year as you make use of." Charles Richards. And with that, let's get to our first post of the day and start optimizing your life. How to Create Personal Anchors for Your Best Health by Jason Lobig and Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. Let's first start with an assumption. Good health is subjective to every single person on the planet. What feels good to me might feel horrible to you. For example, I like running, you may hate it. What tastes good to me might not taste good to you. We have vital biomarkers that allow the Western health system to make sure our heart is beating properly. But wellness goes far beyond our vitals, and there are many ways to improve them that might be different for each person. The health landscape and most of its participants try to force you into a category. These can include types like mover, eater, thinker, and doer. They commoditize health in order to sell you goods or services, leading with the newest hack, fad, or trend. It makes you feel like you need a to-do list or self-care routine of 100 items just to keep up. The truth of the matter is that you need to find your health baselines or anchors that feel the best for you. This includes what you do for movement, what you eat, what you think about, for example, how you manage stress and mental and emotional health, and how you go about living your life. You don't need to complete a marathon, do CrossFit, eat paleo, meditate 45 minutes each day, do 20 face peels, drink celery juice, and sleep 9 hours to live a healthy life. Here's a quick example from Jason. As soon as I can no longer run multiple 6-minute miles, my run conditioning feels out of shape. If my left knee hurts, I'm running too much. If I cannot complete 20 straight pull-ups, my strength is falling behind. If my right elbow feels cranky, I'm doing too much grip work. If I feel sluggish by 12 p.m., I didn't sleep enough the night prior, prompting me to take a nap if possible. If I get a migraine, I'm too stressed overall. If I don't get time to read a book at least 3 days a week, I packed my schedule too tightly. In these quick examples, you can tell some of these anchors are day-to-day checkpoints, and some are broad. Obviously, you can't change some of these overnight. They are simply performance benchmarks that allow us to compare how we feel now to our ideal state. What are your anchors? They might include being able to hike your favorite trail without knee pain. Maybe it's setting aside 30 minutes to enjoy your lunch sitting down at a table with your food on a plate. Maybe it's time to call your parents or friends, watch a sunset, attend your favorite class, lift a specific weight, weigh a specific amount, and so on. One helpful tip is to make sure these anchors allow you to perform a specific function and make that function as objective as possible, meaning yes or no answers, so then you can test it in the future. Whenever you veer too far off course, these anchors help you return home to your version of optimal health. You might need to course correct at transition periods in your life. For example, if you change jobs, change workout goals, or change schedules. An anchor is a state you know will bring you back to a feeling of well-being. Add up enough of them, and you've got the fuel for a best day ever. Stop Making Your Health a Negotiation by Jason Lobig and Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. There are a few things in life that should be ubiquitously non-negotiable across all people, and one of them is prioritizing personal health. Even though we're aware our health is the most important asset we have, how often do we bump it down on our to-do list? In fact, it shouldn't even need to make our list. It should just be an automatic function of our day with the highest priority. It's not when I have time, it's I'll make time. It's not a luxury, nice to have when it's convenient, part of our day, consumerist activity. It's a staple function of our daily lives, from quality movement to good nutrition to proper sleep. We're talking about the basics, from taking a walk in the sunshine to drinking enough water to making time for sleep. We're talking about putting down the email after work hours, tuning down the social media, doom scrolling before bed, focusing less on productivity to keep up the never-ending rat race we've created in corporate America, and focusing more on making sure we're going to make it to the retirement age with enough life to live to enjoy it. Stop negotiating with yourself. The diet doesn't start Monday, it starts right now. The reality is you don't work out when you have time, you make time. You don't sleep when you're dead, you will be dead sooner if you don't sleep. Stop putting it off. Stop making excuses. It's not all or nothing. If you don't have 60 minutes, spend 30 minutes. Make the best choice available to you when you have one to make. Plan out your day, week, or month. Set a goal or be accountable to a friend or coach. Be proactive. In short, your health is non-negotiable. Even so, whatever task you think is more important at the moment literally depends on it. Make today the best day ever. You just listened to the posts titled How to Create Personal Anchors for Your Best Health and Stop Making Your Health a Negotiation, both by Jason Lobig and Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Take a moment and think about some common excuses for why some folks may not exercise. I'm not including you here because, come on, you listen to this podcast, right? So I know you don't make these excuses, right? Anywho, think about some common excuses for skipping that workout. Let's see if I can use my psychic abilities to predict some of them. It's too hot out. It's too cold out. It's raining. I'm too tired. I'd rather not. I don't like it. And of course, I don't have time. Now, can we think about counterarguments to some of these? I'm sure we can. Weather-related reasons for not exercising can be fixed quite quickly by working out in the comfort of your home. You can do standing squats while watching TV. Just perform squats during the commercial breaks. What about feeling too tired? This could be a very valid reason to skip a workout. Or it could be another excuse to flop on the couch and binge our favorite TV show. If someone is truly tired, I suggest they take a nap. If they're trying to use it as an excuse not to exercise, they'll find that moving their body will actually make them feel more energized. This is why many health professionals don't recommend people work out late in the evening. It tends to wake them up instead of preparing the body for sleep. What about the I'd rather not or I don't feel like it reasoning? That's where finding an enjoyable activity can be helpful. Exercise doesn't always have to be about going for a run. Maybe it's just doing some yoga or stretching. And lastly, the I don't have time excuse. Well, today's author said it perfectly. You don't work out when you have time, you make time. We make time for other things throughout the day, like brushing our teeth and showering, I hope. These are ways of taking care of our bodies, right? What's exercise then? Exercise is the same thing. It's taking care of our bodies. So, just like we make time to shower and brush our teeth, we need to make time for exercise too. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be here reading to you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.